It's not easy growing up when your mother is a lumberjack. I used to get teased by the kids at school all the time. I unfortunately earned myself the nickname Little Logger due to an incident that happened in the gym when my gym shorts were pulled down. To this day, the doctors have still not been able to remove the pine cone John Wisbeski stuck up my ass. I often judge the Happy Logging Company for employing my mother, who was an alcoholic, a violent alcoholic, a blind violent alcoholic, for letting her use dangerous and heavy equipment, and for letting her bring it home to practice. Every day, the table got shorter, one leg at a time. Soup night was very difficult. Peas, too. I remember when I was 17, I told my mother I didn't want to go into the logging business like her, something she'd always encouraged me to do. She went mad. Really mad. She threatened to cut off my legs with a chainsaw. She threatened to cut my head off with a chainsaw. In fact, most of her insults and threats seemed to revolve around the chainsaw. Of course, by that point, it broke when she tried to cut down a lamppost outside. Yeah. From that day on, for a year, until I did go off to college, she served all my meals on cutting wooden logs. Splinters still exist in my gums today. She never really understood. Neither did I. Until one night, she did cut off one of my legs with a chainsaw. I told the judge it wasn't her fault. She was an alcoholic who sleepwalked, or sleeplogged. In the end, I think we made a compromise. I wanted to be a writer, and she wanted to be a logger. In the end, I became a blogger. Something I tell her every time we talk on the phone. Of course, she usually just yells faggot and slams the phone down on me. But I do know this. After all my hardship, after all the difficulties I've had with her, I've learned one thing. You should disown your mother if she's a lumberjack.